stupid dick. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You all right?
I told you I have a problem with red meat.
You gotta admit, that was a good burger, though, right? You sure you all right?
Yeah, it doesn't last long.
Oh, damn! Let the window down!
Oh, it's just a little flatulence.
Oh, a little flatulence? An elephant could take a shit in the back seat and it wouldn't smell that bad.
Can we just let it go?
Oh, man!
Oh! The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
That guy's retarded.
Could I have my pants, please?
Are they strong? Listen, bud, they've got radioactive blood. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Right. Let's see. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, you, Donnie, what's up?
Hi.
This is the greatest 47 minutes of wet t-shirts you could ever see.
Oh, at the stadium on Saturday night, Redskins Stadium, yeah. I got mad at some guys as Janet and I were making the mad dash to the car. I heard them yell, "Nice big bouncing T word," but a delicate word, T-I-E-S.
Oh, I see. Oh, yes. Version. The soft version, yes, of it.
It was some guys that were standing.
They put E's on the end of it.
Some guys that were standing by the porta potty.
So you were really running hard.
You have no idea. It seriously was like a monsoon. It was like a Wizard of Oz storm.
Wow. That must have been quite a show.
Now, you're looking at me like I'm making this up. Like,
no, I'm looking at you. I'm thinking about Janet's assets.
Hey.
You just brought it up yourself.
I know, but now I'm thinking about when we went out to eat.
What can I do right today?
No,
what am I going to do right?
No,
huh?
I'm just...
No,
I'm,
you're lying about
I'm,
the whole thing.
No,
and
I'm,
I,
no I'm flashing back to
right.
when we went to Atlantic City.
Yes.
When you got drunk and you just said to her right at the table, God, you got big boobs.
It's a compliment. Jesus Christ.
I know.
It's a total compliment. So I guess women everywhere were showing their goods then because of the monsoon.
Yeah.
I think it's a lie.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Don. I mean, you were up on the club level. I was down in section 140. I mean, how can you complain?
Because listen, it smelled like ass, man. I don't go to a. I don't
oh
go to.
My
I don't.
God.
I don't.
Section 140 is where the drownings occurred, right?
I don't.
Oh, jeez. Come on. Don't be such a pussy.
I told you, I'm a giant pussy. Plus, I don't go to a stadium when they're having an electrical storm and they bring everybody inside and the power goes off. I just don't feel real good about my chances when 90,000 people are going back to caveman times to try to get out.
True.
So I said, let's just beat it.
Because at some point, you know, what they're going to do if the electrical storm is severe enough is they'll shut the gates in totality and say, you're all staying. You're all staying and you're all on your own until Wednesday.
That was kind of the feeling that they were actually bringing people in from the parking lot, telling
really?
People that they couldn't tailgate out of the parking lot.
Right. Well, that's legit, I suppose.
They were going through making these.
But I mean, for example, if you're in the stadium, which is shelter of some kind,
yeah, sure.
You are certainly allowed to come and go as you please. You can leave if you wish.
Yeah, you could. Although, like,
were there people in those little yellow shirts saying, you know, you'll be sorry, Pee Wee Herman.
No,
you leave at your own risk.
You know, people are looking at us like, how could you possibly walk out on a game?
Yeah, because it's preseason. It doesn't count.
Yeah.
And you'll come back when it does count, and like it's fall and it's nice weather.
And it wasn't so much that I was a pussy. It was I had, as soon as they put this first announcement up,
right,
I said to Janet, I just have a knack for picking the worst. You know what I mean? I sometimes in the situation, and quite often I'm wrong, but I'll always throw out the worst possible scenario. As soon as it started, I said, ugh. Christ, they're already saying they're just like postponing it indefinitely. I said, they'll never play this game tonight.
So that's when you made the call. You said, you know, get the jump on everybody.
Yeah.
Get out of here before the throng goes.
And then when they started bringing the people in, and it was just wall to wall.
Did you have any seat time at all in your seat?
No, they would not let you go out. That's what I'm saying.
At all.
They wouldn't let you go out.
Until after they decided they were going to play it.
They wouldn't let you
go. So the first wave is before people are even seated.
Right.
And then the second wave is like during the game.
They brought 90,000 people in on the concourse.
Oh, so you really were better to leave because, I mean, I would have hated to be part of that thing after they decided to call the game in the third quarter.
And everybody that came in from outside was hot and sweaty and drunk and absolutely drenched, and it was pouring rain, about 85 degrees outside, and it just smelled like sheep's ass.
And you were able to skillfully, though, even though you had to run through a monsoon, you were able to skillfully get out of there and see the kickoff.
Yes. Yeah. Only because
brilliant.
We were listening on the radio on the way back home as they kept saying, well, kickoff will be any minute now. Uh-huh. And as they said, kickoff will be any minute now, you could hear... And at one point they said, whoa, there go the lights again.
Wow.
So I said, you know, hey, what the hell?
Well, I mean, it was smart to get the hell out of there. And then, you know, later on in the game, that's when people began, you know, eating each other and stuff like that. It was, you know, that was only late in the game after they that's when they chained them in and said, no, please, as the stadium was beginning to capsize.
And there's a part of me that also refused to buy the poncho.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I felt
sucked into that.
I felt in some way the more we sat there,
right.
I said, you realize even if we stay, Snyder gets more of our money
because
now we're a totally captive audience.
Sure.
We don't even have a game we can watch. And, you know, she's like, I'm going to get wet outside. I better get up one of those ponchos.
They were selling those. They had that ready to go.
Of course.
Yeah.
You missed some great live television, though, on our local CBS affiliate when they would have Brett Haber down in the tunnel. He's the sports guy. He's saying, let's go back to the Channel 9 Weather Center and Howard Bernstein.
HB did a good job, though, didn't he?
Yeah, and then Howard Bernstein says, well, as you can see here on the Doppler radar, there is a thunderstorm at the stadium, and it's moving, and once the thunderstorm passes, the rain will stop.
I read.
Back to you, Brett.
I read that Howard Bernstein, though, called the second wave.
He did.
For 11:30 on the dot over the stadium, and that's damn well when it happened.
Wow. Exactly.
HB.
Gripping television, though.
HB. Yeah. It's just funny, you know.
That added to the CF attitude.
Right.
Yeah.
Because even the people, like, from Comcast that were doing shows, they shut down the shows.
Right.
Like, if you were in the stadium watching the people that were sitting on the field, they didn't even let them, like, broadcast from inside the stadium. They just put up a repeat of Redskins highlights.
Well, I was watching it. I was watching it with the red glow of and the serpentine movements of exotic dancers dancing in the background. I seriously, where I was seated at the Fabulous Camelot was right underneath the 42-inch high-definition television that they had on the second floor.
Hold on. Before we talk about your decadent weekend,
yes.
I must call Jan so that she can tell that crazy bitch from Friday what a beautiful weekend we had.
That bitch!
I don't show her.
Remember that lady with the card?
Yes, I remember.
Oh, boy, do I remember.
She was not nice.
No, she wasn't, Buzz.
Hello?
What a bitch. Not you.
Oh, thank
Hi,
you.
Hi, sweetheart.
Thank
Hi there.
Thank you for the clarification.
Hi there.
Hi.
For the record, pleased to be rating the birthday card that we had discussed kind of ad nauseum on Friday.
Oh, it was very nice.
Please.
It made me cry. Nice.
There
here.
It is. Isn't that nice. Oh, yeah.
That's big.
I know. It's
That's
great.
Right. Tears, great. Wonderful.
It's great to make him cry. And, really, the perfect present, right? Right?
I don't know how it could have gotten any better than it was.
See that?
Really, like, the best birthday I've ever had.
Thank you, sweetie.
Wow. That's terrific.
It was wonderful. And I was talking about when we were evacuating the stadium on Saturday night.
Before it sank.
You know, and taking into consideration that we had dinner reservations for a very nice restaurant, we could have been like the third or fourth meal.
We could have been at dinner on Saturday night for her birthday. Instead, we were at the game. Jan, am I overblowing things when I say that we made the mad dash, and the feeling was not that we were afraid of the weather. It was more that we would be stuck with all those people with no power.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it was frightening. I mean, I'm a pretty brave person. I was fearful.
Uh-huh. It's unusual when you get you just pictured 90,000 people all in the dark together. That right
yeah,
there,
no.
That's a scary thing.
I just like one person in the dark, not 90,000.
Yeah, baby. That's right, baby.
Somewhere in between.
Right on. Anyway, just wanted to show that bitch from Friday. Yeah, see? Big Daddy came through. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Winner, winner. I'm a big winner.
Yes, you are. Well, I actually am the winner. So.
Big winner. And
who's the big winner at the stadium that's all soggy?
We went out for a fancy dinner yesterday, and at one point I was talking to Janet as if we were in Mission Impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking about the people that were at the table right next to us.
Right.
And I kept saying to her, no, to your left, to your left. Look at the guy next to us. He's wearing no socks. The guy next to us. Look, and she's like, "Hello, it's to my right." And because I was a little, I had lost my balance in the restaurant.
Your bearings, yes. From water in your ears from the stadium the night before.
And to the point where at one point I was trying to show Janet my displeasure at the couple that was just pretty much having a fight at the table next to us. So what I did was thinking. Again, I'm doing this for Janet. Her left, my right.
Right.
The couple was to my left and to Janet's right. Uh-huh. I took my left hand and put it on the side of my face and gave the big finger sign like this. And I said, so, to your left, look what I'm doing to those people. And she said, you're giving those people the finger like almost directly to their face.
Was there anybody at all to your right, though? Besides that couple, there wasn't another table of...
No, there was a window.
Okay, good.
That's why it was so stupid.
Yeah. I was going to say, it'd be a bad move if there was anybody at all to your right.
It was just one of those things. You're having dinner and you get caught up in...
Because sometimes you can do that. You got to direct yourself. Sometimes you can hold that finger up and then point with your other finger. Mm-hmm. Like going, I've done this move before. It's a little more complicated where you hold up the finger and then you point as though it's directed.
Both,
you know.
It was a good time, and it was a good birthday. And
very good.
More importantly, for that bitch on Friday, you like the card.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, I like the card.
There you go. Winner. All right. I'll talk to you later, sweetie.
Okay.
All right. Goodbye, then.
Okay, bye.
Bye, then.
Bye, then.
Bye, then.
Bye, friend.
See you, friend. Bye, buddy.
Bye.
Bye, sweetie.
There she goes.
Uh-huh. Got to be careful with the PDAs.
Yes, absolutely.
Hello,
don't want to go overboard.
Don and Mike show. Like you a lot.
You're okay. You're aces with me.
Hi there, Don and Mike show. No, she's great. Very fond of you. She truly is great. Hello.
Hello, this is Becky from Woodbridge.
Hi, Becky.
Hi. While you were in the stadium during that storm, my husband, myself, my daughter, and my niece were crossing from Mattawoman Creek over to Virginia.
You were on the Potomac River.
Yeah.
A 19-foot champion bass boat.
Oh, God. All right, so a boat that has about, what, 2 inches of clearance between you and the water?
Good night to go out fishing.
God almighty.
We had gone over during the day, and it was nice and sunny, and by 6:30 it started blowing, and we got on the water, and we had to get back because our truck was in a park that was closing at 8, and we had no choice, or it would have been dark and stormy, so...
I can't imagine being in, you know, those little bass boats. You've seen them. Everybody's seen them on TV. Yeah. I mean, and I know the area of the water that she's talking about, and it's wide. It's a hell of a crossing, but you made it, and you survived.
Oh, yeah, but we're all sore the next day.
Hey, you know, getting your car out of the park is one thing, but did you think, though, at one point that maybe it would have been just a pretty good idea to do a beeline for the closest shore?
Oh, hello?
She's gone.
Sorry about that.
What's
that? He was off to the bakery.
Off to the bakery. Had to get to Mickey D's.
That's right.
Had to get there.
And the thing that set me off with this couple last night, now that I think about it, I was goofing on them, and here's what started it.
What made them, what bothered you about them?
Well, I improperly accused Janet of farting. We were sitting at this very fancy restaurant.
Due to sound or?
Definitely due to sound.
Due sound, okay.
100%. Very much like the Larry King matzo ball fart.
Very good, okay.
We were in one of those restaurants where, you know, they've got the low music playing and people talk very softly.
Right.
It's like that was the whole thing. I'm like, hey, no, the couple to my left. Like we're on Mission Impossible. My left, your right.
Right.
And I'm like, look, I'm giving them the finger. Well, anyway, all of that started with, I leaned over and I said, I got to tell you something. I heard that fart. And she said, I did not fart.
And I said,
it's okay with me.
I heard it.
I said, I swear to God, I heard it. She said, it didn't come from me. I said, I would tell you if it came from me.
Is that the universal battle? Uh-huh. People do this all the time. Sometimes they freely admit. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they you think that they're not going to admit, but they really haven't done it.
Here's the Janet's very honest. She looked at me and she said, "Did you really?" I said, "We're in a nice restaurant on your birthday. We think we'd just bring this up like out of the blue." No, somebody farted, and she said, "Well, if I didn't fart and you didn't fart, and it's one of the people in the table next to us." And that's what started it.
Was the table next to you? It was a couple?
Yes.
Okay.
And then there was a they were mid-40s. Mid-40s. Celebrity he most resembled was William H. Macy. And the celebrity she most resembled would be the fat lady with a beard at the circus.
How nice.
They sound like a lovely couple.
Anyway, no, without the beard. Without the beard.
So she's rather big-boned and rather Mediterranean-looking.
Well, we were sitting, and again, we were to the point, with just drinks and bread.
Mm-hmm.
They had not even come by with the appetizers yet. And we had already started.
Before the red meat had gotten there.
We had already started this conversation, and she actually said at one point, Janet said, "Okay, well, I guess we can just stop talking about them. Maybe we can talk about something like my birthday." And I said, "Of course." And right at that moment, there was just a slight. And I said, did you? And it's almost like when someone sees a UFO.
There it was.
Janet said, "Yes."
So you actually heard, and it was coming from them.
And Janet said, based on sound, it came from the woman.
Wow. Oh, wow.
It started the entire discussion.
Well, there are people that have problems controlling that.
Because the seating is so close in this particular restaurant,
right.
You have to speak in very harsh tones, which is why I was doing the whole Mission Impossible
thing. Was a woman with larger carriage?
She was.
The chairs that you were sitting on, did they have a cutout area in the back?
They brought her a chair.
You know what I'm talking about. Well,
no, I'm not kidding.
I mean, it's some chairs can have the full back, like you're sitting in a winged recliner. You know?
They brought her a chair that had arms on it.
Ah, okay.
Oh. Right, you understand what I'm saying.
But there were plenty of areas. So in other words, it has always been my theory that sound, as far as wind breakage, will carry a lot louder. It'll be a lot louder if it comes out from the back instead of the front. If you know what I'm talking about.
Okay. Sure.
Now, if you're talking about all things equal, if you're standing, that can sometimes result in the loudest sound. But when the air is trapped and it has to release itself up towards the back, that'll be a louder sound than if you can either lean to one side or you can sneak it out through the front.
Yeah, but
route.
In a quiet restaurant like that.
Right. That's what I'm saying. In a quiet restaurant when they're sitting, if she was not moving and not leaning over to one side,
you've just got to swallow it back inside.
You
at that point.
You're not going to be able to let it escape
without
everyone around you.
It's got to be a bubble that just goes back in.
Yeah, and obviously it wasn't for her.
No.
You're pretty sure it was her?
Here's how. See, I don't want to. The guy that runs the restaurant is actually a friend of mine.
No one has any idea what restaurant you're at.
Okay. Well, great. Then I'll tell you that as we were getting done with, we were there a long time, almost 3 hours. As we were getting done with coffee, this couple next to us was just being served their coffee, and we did not hear it. Now, there was a group that was to our behind me, a big group, including children.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
As we were sitting there having our coffee, we heard one of the kids say, "Hey, somebody farted." Uh-huh. And, kids are great. Hugs are great.
Did he say it based on sound or smell?
Sound.
Okay.
And we know because it was a very quiet restaurant. A little boy who they had all dressed up like in a suit, real loud, "Somebody farted." A couple other people laugh. And then you hear,
Oh, God, you're killing me.
You just hear the muffle, the mother, you just hear like,
it's the bearded lady from the other table.
Then the kid says, "But Mom, I heard it." And Janet leaned over and said, "I feel so bad for that little boy. I should go over and tell the mom that the little boy's not lying." I said, "No,
oh, God,
Mary Poppins, no, don't do that, please."
Man, what is she thinking? Jesus, don't do that, Janet. I'm telling her not to do that. I wasn't even there. The time has already passed.
What was her other Mary Poppins thing? Oh, as we were fleeing the stadium on Saturday night.
Right.
Going against the tide of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Her only concern was, should we find someone who would like the upgrade to give the seats to?
Oh, isn't that nice?
I'm like, screw
that. In the monsoon rain.
I said, screw that. I'll leave them in the porta potty.
Just leave them on, you know, just drop them, like in a puddle or something.
Did somebody find them the way they found Elvis's gun?
Hey, man, look at this. We got an upgrade. Hey.
That's right, man. I'll tell you something. God damn it, we got a break, man.
How great thou art.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.